Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, and today my friend Priscilla Shire joins us. She's a wife, a mother. She's also an international speaker, actress, and a New York Times best-selling author. And just this week, a video of her speaking at a church went viral. Over 7 million people have viewed this video.
Wow.
And it's got a lot of people talking because of how she identifies herself. The headlines on various blogs reads, Priscilla Shire doesn't describe herself as a black woman. Now, I know that's not true, so I reached out to my friend and because I wanted her to talk about it. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
First of all, how long ago is this video?
Well, that is from a message that I spoke roughly 2 years ago. So
wow.
It just sort of popped up now, but it's been 2 years.
Wow. Okay. And how did this happen? Who posted this and how did it get going?
Well, let me just first of all start with what needs to be said, and that is that I am extraordinarily proud to be an African-American woman. I am a black woman through and through. The individuality, the uniqueness, the experiences, and the expressions that are ours as a culture and as a black church culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's my privilege and my pride to be a part of that community. I would never distance myself or divorce myself from being a black woman. I am. Now, that being said, in the context of the message that I was teaching, which was a nearly hour-long message on the armor of God, I was on the first piece of armor in Ephesians chapter 6 that talks about girding yourself with truth.
Yes.
And my encouragement and challenge to the local church, by the way, I was just speaking to a local church of people that know me. They've known me for years, so they know I'm straight up black. and value my blackness. So in that group of people, what I was trying to encourage them towards was that as believers, we have to take a firm stance in truth if we're going to be able to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy.
Yes.
That's what girding your life in truth means.
Yes.
It means that you are not pulled to the left or the right based on what politics say or peers say or even your personal preferences say. That as believers, we got to have pledged our ultimate allegiance to the truth of God as revealed in his word.
Absolutely.
The illustration that I used, and by the way, I could have used any number of demographics into which I fall, whether it's denomination, race, politics, whether it's just the pocket of peers that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, I chose race as the demographic to use as an illustration of my life. And I just said, I do not describe myself as a black woman. My intention was to imply first, that the primary way I describe myself is as a Christ follower, someone who's going to let the truth of God be my ultimate directive, directing guideline for the course I chart for my life.
Mm-hmm.
But am I a black woman? Of course I am. That's important and that is critical.
Mm-hmm.
But I still stand by my point that the primary way as a believer I want to be defined and directed is as a Christ follower.
Absolutely. So what do you say to the people who suggested that because you were in a church where it was mostly Caucasians and, you know, that is more of the audience that you speak and minister to, that was the reason that you said it? Because I do know that you're in those circles, but you're very much, I've seen you speak many times, you're very much who you are. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, again, I think that sometimes it can be hard to understand people when you don't have the full frame of reference and the full context.
Absolutely.
And I speak very, very frequently to African-American churches, African-American conferences. It is my privilege to be able, you know, listen, I can't even believe that God would give me the privilege of being able to minister across denominational lines, across cultural lines. I think that it is a privilege and a unique gift he's given to our ministry.
Absolutely.
So I think that for the past 20 years, I've been fairly faithful with that, not perfectly, but purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that my own community would read a sensational headline splattered across news and media, and instead of looking at the track record of the past 20 years, would let this headline make a choice for them as to what they know about me, what that tells me is that you don't know me.
Right.
Because if you would have been at the conferences that I teach at, or if you've read my books, or if you have in any way been impacted by my ministry and have looked at the track record of my faithfulness as a Christ follower first, but also a proud member of this community, there would be no way in the world that you would say Priscilla Shire meant that she doesn't describe herself as a black woman.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That means you don't know me, and you need to get to know me.
Because you're awesome.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that the day I saw it, we did a poll question asking the people how they identify themselves, and overwhelmingly, everyone said they agreed with you. They said, I identify myself as a believer. I am a believer. And so just know that a lot of times those comments are coming from people who are not believers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those websites were not Christian websites, and so they don't understand context. They don't have a relationship with the Father, so they don't understand it. There's still a generation of people who believe that we're all closed-minded and we don't like anybody. And so I'm glad that you stand proudly in your faith, but you're also loving and honest and open. I just think it's amazing. Let's talk a little bit more about what's coming up with you. There's a book coming and a Bible study where you're talking about identity in Christ. Share a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, I get the privilege. In fact, I'm in the middle right now of writing about identity in Christ based specifically on Ephesians 1 and 2 that talks about the new creation and the new identity that we have in Him when we are born again.
Mm-hmm.
That through this second birth, we are given a brand new identity, and it is through that identity, through the lens of that identity, that we should have our perspective shifted, the vantage point with which we take in the world, which you said a moment ago, Erica. You said, I'm not living for here. It's not my home.
Yeah.
I've got eternity on my mind because really, I'm just passing through here on my way home.
Yes.
I'm an ambassador of heaven with my feet planted on earth. So yes, I have to live through the lens of my culture here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm raising black sons. And this is what's interesting to me. Throughout the years of ministry, Griff and Erica, I have periscoped, podcasted, and written blog posts about the very real issues that I face raising three black sons,
mm-hmm.
what that looks like, the warnings I have to give them, the black man I'm married to, and how he is helping to shape the lives of our sons with dignity and integrity as men of God, but with the reality of being black in America. I've talked about all of those sorts of things and nuances in my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
No media outlet has picked that up.
Wow.
Nobody has drawn attention to those aspects of my ministry in the past.
And so no one has reached out to ask or clarify at all?
Isn't that interesting that of all of these news media outlets that have splashed that sensational headline up, the only one that has actually asked me for the truth and has said, Priscilla, would you like to clarify, is you. And I would like to tell you both how grateful I am that you wouldn't just throw a headline up there without saying, you know what, this woman who has been at least faithful for two decades in our community and in ministry, let's ask her so that we can get the truth before we print something that's sensationalized and incorrect.
I love it. Well, I know what it feels like when people do that, so I'm never, ever going to do it. I'm always going to reach out. I know there's always some way to connect and ask, and I think all my listeners out there, I think that's what you should do. Don't just believe the headline.
Right.
Ask. Do your research before you jump on and start a Facebook post and start talking crazy. Show grace.
Show grace.
Try to understand and figure it out. I'm so honored that you would come on today, and I'm glad that we're able to clear this up. And we know it's an attack of the enemy, but that's okay. You'll win and you will prevail as God always causes you to do. I'm honored you're here today, my friend.
I appreciate both of you so much, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely. Y'all stick around. It's going to get better and better right here on Get Up Mornings.